This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, Oriole Hall of Famer, Baseball Hall of Famer, broadcaster, Jim Palmer. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Jim, just letting you know, it's a heat index of 110 today. I think I'm going to wear some shorts tonight.
For the crab feast?
Yeah, for the crab feast.
Yeah, why not? Even though I just discovered that I left a pair of shorts down in Florida where I stopped by and checked out a condo. So I probably will. I don't know. Maybe long pants today. When nobody's around tomorrow, Rob, I'm going shorts.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Jim.
That's the least of our problems, isn't it?
That's the least of our problems, man. Chris Davis announced his retirement yesterday. No big surprise. Maybe the timing of it was. How should Chris Davis be remembered in Baltimore?
Well, I had some pretty good years. And then when you don't live up to people's expectations or even your own, the minute you retire, everybody doesn't reflect on, you know, the fact that, you know, you had 2 at-bats in spring training, or you had 50 some at-bats last year, or you really haven't, you know, since what, 2016, you know, hit over 250 or whatever, even though you did hit some home runs, they start thinking about, okay, you know, Chris Davis once led the American League with 53 home runs. The other year he hit 47. He hit a lot of home runs the first, 5 years. He had almost 200 home runs for the Orioles. So I think you start reflecting on that. And I think probably a more important thing when you look at what I think the Orioles always taught me, and, you know, when I got here, you know, you didn't have the Ravens, you had the original Colts. If you're going to live in a community, you want to become part of it. And I don't know if Chris or any player, you know, other than maybe Cal Ripken, Eddie Murray, has ever done more for the community than Chris was able to do. You know, he and his wife Jill at Integral Parts, University of Maryland, Casey Cares, you know, I've done some fundraising for them. So, I think he embraced being here. And I just think that, you know, body broke down, swing maybe not holding up under what major league pitchers can do, which is make adjustments. And, I think probably his body's telling him it's time to retire. And, you know, the Orioles get out of a little bit of the contract. I guess they're going to pay him, seven of the $17 million, and then the rest of the money will be deferred for many, many years.
Hey, Jim, we've seen people, fall off the page pretty quickly. Maybe not this dramatic, but, you know, like guys like Evan Longoria and who else? Jacoby Ellsbury comes to mind. And guys have had problems. All of a sudden, premier players, Jose Bautista was a feared hitter and then wasn't. Why are people so bitter with Chris Davis? Is it the contract, or is it the fact he was an Oriole, or both?
Well, I think, a lot of times you look at the good times and you go, well, why can't we continue to have the good times? The Orioles are a small market team. I mean, let's face that. I mean, the last time they had the highest salary in baseball was probably 1997. And they had an all-star team. Davey Johnson managed that ball club. But, it was $85, $90 million. You know, now, even if you're $146 million, $150, which is where they were maybe 2014, 15, 16, you're still $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 below what the Red Sox and the Yankees spent. So I think a lot of people look at the Orioles' demise when you kind of unloaded Manny Machado, not to mention, Gausman and Darren O'Day, Jonathan Scope, because if his arbitration number is going to be too high. And they say, well, what happened if we hadn't assigned Chris Davis and we had signed Nelson Cruz? They could have signed Nelson Cruz. They just did not, you know, you kind of have to have a lot of foresight. And I don't think they felt that Nelson would be able to maintain, you know, leading the American League in home runs over a long period of time. And he has. And then if you look at the dominoes that fell because of that move, you know, Trumbo comes over, and I mean, I love Mark Trumbo. He, you know, he leads the American League in home runs. Then you sign him to a 3-year deal. Then he has a physical problem. You know, you know the Ubaldo Jimenez deal, $50 million for 4 years, for really one good month with Cleveland. He was 4-0 in the month of September in Cleveland, and they, you know, most of the people that I talked to said 1 year, but not four. So there, it was. I think, and then you look at Chris, and you know, the expectations are immensely high because he was a terrific player. I mean, people forget how good an athlete he was. And, you know, everybody, I mean, I was reading yesterday, well, you know, Jim Palmer had the dust up with him when, you know, I don't even remember if it was 2018, 2019. But see, I had talked to Scott Coolbar, and I think maybe, you know, I wrote a little note down. You know, Reggie Jackson was a good friend of mine. I met him, actually gave him a ride to the ballpark when I was a rookie. He had an ASU jersey on, and so I knew Reggie when, you know, we were similar ages. And he once looked at me, and he used to call me Diamond Jim. He goes, Diamond, when am I going to know it's over? And I said, Reggie, there's two things. Number one, that guy out there 60 feet, 6 inches is going to tell you. And the other thing is, are you willing to still do the work? So when that all went down, he had told everybody he worked with Scott Coolbaugh. And Scott Coolbaugh was a big fan of Chris Davis, our hitting instructor. And he said, you know what, when I was in Texas and Chris was in Texas and we were in the big leagues or the minor leagues, he was the last guy that left the batting cage. And I think that changed a little bit. So I think, you know, the league adjusted. Chris wasn't able to do it. Now he probably doesn't feel he can do it physically. And, you know, and now you're going to have to, and I think it's a good thing, you're going to let, you know, Mountcastle and CD play first base and you'll just move on.
Hey, Jim, what did you see with John Means yesterday? He started off strong enough. We can talk about the heat and what that does to a pitcher, but as things went on, you could see he was clearly scuffling there.
Well, it was warm. You know, it was warm. And, of course, this is not the first time. I mean, and I don't know. You know, I know that we used to run our rear ends off because I didn't ever want to go out on the field in, you know, 95 or 100-degree temperature and not feel like you're acclimated to doing that. I know a lot of times they do their work inside now because, you know, you have much better facilities. But, he, you know, first fastball of the game was 90. And we, you know, John is usually pitches from 92 to 95. You know, we saw maybe 93 one time. I think he got away with some of his stuff early because he made some great pitches, and then he stopped doing that. And we all know Camden Yards against a very young, aggressive, swinging Tigers team. You just can't throw balls in the middle of the plate. And, you know, I thought Ben McDonald chronicled it well. I was sitting here watching the game. He just made bad pitches. They hit him. And, you know, the Orioles have lost 8 in a row. But the frightening thing is they've been outscored 74-29. And now they get to go to Fenway Park, where the Red Sox, they're scuffling. They're 3-11 in their last 14 games. But they score about almost a run higher at home, 5.4 runs a game. So it's going to be a good test for the Oriole pitching staff.
Jim, thanks a lot, man. I just want you to know I think you did a good job this morning. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, Rob. That's going to kind of get me through the day till I get to the ballpark. And we're going to say, you didn't guess we're going to see today. Scott Garceau, he's coming back.
He's back. Oh, he is. That's right. Yeah. I did look at the schedule and saw that he was back. He's back for a long stretch.
Yeah, he's well, he's well rested. You know, he's well rested. He's like a guy that's been on the IL for a while.
Well, Jim, I'll see you later on this evening.
Okay. See you tonight, guys. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jim. Great Jim Palmer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.